Today we're going to learn Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Lamed Tesam Beis at the two dots. So the Mishnah said that Vitaris She'ena Trufa, that this is a mutter kind of thing to eat. So the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan Ezu Itaris She'ena Trufa. What is a Taris She'ena Trufa that the Mishnah was matir? Kol Sharosh V'Shidra Nikar. As long as this mixture of fish, you can recognize the head and the spine of each and every fish, and you don't need the fish to actually be complete. They could be chopped up a little bit as long as you could see the head and the spine, and then you don't have to worry that there is a dag tame, a non-kosher fish, mixed in with them, because non-kosher fish have a sharper head and they don't have a spinal column, so that's sufficient to know that these are kosher fish. Ve'ezu tzir she'esh badaga, and what type of fish is would create a fish brine that's mutter? Kol shekilbis achas oshte kilbios. When one or two kilbis fish, which are non-kosher fish, are swimming in it, because that type of fish, a kilbis fish, is spontaneously generated only in the brine of kosher fish. So if you want to know if the brine is kosher, just check out if there are some kilbises swimming around, even though the kilbis itself is not kosher. So says Mar, well, hashta kilbis achas amrit shari, shtei kilbios mibayi. Once you tell me that having one kilbis swimming in there means that it's mutter, if you have two kilbios in there, obviously it's mutter. It says Marlo Kasha, kan bi psuchos, kan bi stumos, that the Braista is talking about two different situations. When you need two kilbios in order to make it mutter, we're talking about an open barrel of this brine, where there's a chashash that the kilbis was put into the brine or fell into the brine and wasn't actually created or born in it, and therefore a single kilbis would not be enough evidence, but two is enough evidence. Whereas when it's a stuma, when the barrel is closed, then there's no chashash that anything had fallen in, so one kilbis would be enough evidence. Now the Gemara discusses the simanim of tiris she'ena trufa. Itmar Rav Huna Amar ad shetei rosh shidra nikar. We only allow tiris she'ena trufa if you recognize. Rosh Vishidra Nikar. You recognize two simanim, both the head and the spine of each and every fish. It's not enough to recognize one or the other, because there are certain Dagim Tameim that have one simen or the other, but there are no Dagim Tameim, there are no non-kosher fish that have both of these simanim. Rav Nachman Amar, O Rosh, O Shidra, that you only need one of these simanim, either the head or the spine, because according to Nachman, there are no non-kosher fish that have even one of these simanim. Masiv Rav Ukva Bar Chama ubedagim kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskeses, that it says in the Mishnah that by fish, the simani tara of a fish are having fins and scales. So how can the Braisa allow a person to eat fish based on the simanim of the shape of the rosh and the existence of a shidra? That shouldn't be a simon. The simonim are supposed to be snapir v'kaskeses. You can ask any grade school kid what are the simonim of a kosher fish, and they'll tell you fins and scales, nothing to do with the existence of a spinal column or the shape of the head. So Amar Abayi Kitanya Hahi Be'ara Ufalmuda De'damure Shaihu L'tamehim. That, no, you know when you need to check fins and scales? When you're dealing with a particular type of kosher fish that happens to have the general look of a non-kosher fish. That's when you would need to check fins and scales. Otherwise, it's unnecessary to check fins and scales because the general shape of the fish would tell you all you need to know. So now the Gemara quotes a machlok. So I guess the main point over there is a machlokas, whether you need to check both the shape of the fish, the shape of the head of the fish, and the existence of a spinal column, or one or the other, is enough to determine that a fish is kosher. So it says in Gemara, Machlokas Rafun Rav Nachman as follows, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei De'ula, Machlokas L'tabel B'tziran, Aval B'guf and Divrei HaKol Asar Achei Rosh V'Shidra Nikar. The whole Machlokas, whether you need one simon or two simonim to be able to ascertain its kashrus, is only if you want to dip something in its brine. But if you want to eat the actual fish, you definitely need both of them to be recognizable. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mireish Havamat Bilna Betziran, he said, you know, I used to dip my bread in the brine of these cuts of fish that had only one siman, and I would eat it. And I thought that that even though we pass like Rav Huna, that you need both simanim, that's only if you're eating the fish itself, but not if you're using its brine. Kivan de Shaman, Lahadam Rav Yidim, Shmeidu Ula, Machlokas, Latabal Betziran, of Beguf and Devrei Kol Asar, Ashe Rosh Vashidra Nikr, Betziran Nami Lamat Bilna. But then I heard that there's another shita that says that everyone would agree that if you want to eat it, you need both simanim, and the whole machlokas is only about dipping in its brine. So apparently we would paskin that dipping in its brine, you need to have both simanim. So he said, I changed my behavior. I stopped using that fish brine. Amar of Papa Hilchsa Achi Rosh Vishidra Nikr shall call Achas v'achas, that you need the halach and the machlok of Rav Nachman is that it's only mutter if you recognize both the Rosh and the Shidra, that you have both simanim recognizable of each and every fish. So the Gemara asks on this psak that we paskin like Rav Huna, that you need to check both and every single fish, meisvei. So they said, but wait a second, we have a brisa as follows, chatichos sheish ben simin, if you have cuts of fish that have a simon that tells you that they're kosher, bein b'kulan, bein b'mektsasan, whether the simonim are in all of the fish or only in some of the fish, v'afilu be'echon mimei ashebehen, or even if the simon is only in 1 out of 100 of them, kulan mutaros, they're all mutar, and we don't have to be choshesh, that there are pieces of non-kosher fish mixed in. U'maisa bo v'chav mechad shehi v'gerav shel chatichos, v'nimtza simon b'achas mehen v'hitram shum gamliel esagerav kulo. And one time, an ovik chavim brought a jug full of these cuts of fish, and we found the siman in just one of them, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was willing to be makel in the whole lot just because of that one cut that had a siman in it. So you see that you don't have to check every single chaticha against what Rav Papa said. So Tirgum Rav Papa kashachatichos shavos. Rav Papa will explain that Bryce is talking about when the chatichos are all identical to each other. So it's clearly not identical to each other, but they're all fit like a puzzle with each other, so it's very clearly from one fish. So then you only need a simon on one of them, since it's obviously from one fish. Well, ihakim ma'ala meimra. If we're talking about that they fit together like a puzzle that's from one fish, well then obviously you don't need to see a simon on each and every chaticha. No, ma'al detema nechesh tum isrami kamashmulan, because I might have thought that we should not be matir when you only find a simon on one of them, because maybe they're not really from one fish and they just happen to fit together. So kamashmulan, that's a far out chashash. You don't have to worry that maybe they just happen to fit together. That would be far too much of a coincidence. How arbitz tzachanta? There was a certain boat that was full of a certain type of small fish that are called tzachanta. Da'asi l'sichra, and it came to a place called Sichra. Navak Rav Huna bar Chinna v'chaz be'kalpi v'sharye. Rav Huna bar Chinna went out and he saw that there were scales on the thing that was holding the fish, and he was matir all of them. Amalei Rava, umiika d'shar ki agavna, can be matir in such a circumstance where you didn't examine each fish, ba'ashu d'shrichi kalpi, in a place where you find a lot of scales, how can you be somich on the existence of scales? It could be that those scales were from the kosher fish that were in the bunch, but that there were also non-kosher fish as well. Nafek shipuri d'rava, va'asar shipuri d'rafuna b'chin n'avishari. So this became a big machlokas, and a big announcement went out that Rava paskin the zasar, and Rav Huna bar Chinna paskin that it's mutter. Amar Rav Yirmi Medifti, Lididi Amar Li Rav Papi, Ki Shar Rav Huna bar Chinna Betziron, Aval Beguf Anlo. He said, you know, I was told that when was Rav Huna bar Chinna matir the fish based on the scales that he found, that's only to use the tzir, to eat the juices, the brine of the fish, but not to actually eat the fish themselves. Amar Rav Ashi, Lididi Amar Li Rav Papa, Ki Shar Rav Huna bar Chinna Afilu Begufan. I heard differently. I heard that he even permitted eating the fish themselves. Vana lo meser asirna de kamerli Rav Papa. I wouldn't asir eating the fish themselves, because Rav Papa told me that Rav Huna was matirit v'lo meser asirina, but I also wouldn't be matirit. Tamar avidu mishmei du'ula machlokas letal betziran avl begufin devrei akol achi rosh v'shidu nikr shal kol echad v'echad. Because after all, Rav Yehuda said that the whole machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman siman, whether you need one siman or two simanim is only to dip in the brine, but to actually eat the fish, you definitely need the Rosh and Shidra to be recognizable on each and every one of them. Yosef Chinam Bar Idi Kamei Deravad Bar Avav Yosef Kamer Ovil Chavim Shehevi Areva Malei Chavios. If he brought a boat full of barrels, V'nim Tzeis Kilbis Ba'achas Mehen Psuchos Kulan Mutaros, and you found a kilbis fish in one of them, so if the barrels were open, all the barrels are mutter. Even if you didn't find a kilbis in all the barrels, you could assume that the kilbis was in all of the barrels, and it just left some of them. But stumos, if the barrels are closed, then he mutaris v'klinasurus, then only the barrel that you found the kilbis in. And again, just a reminder, the kilbis is this type of non-kosher fish that is only born in a barrel of kosher fish brine. So that's how you could trust that it's mutter, but all the other barrels that don't have the kilbis are going to be aser. Amle minalacha, how do you know this din? So mitlasa kreishmi, he says, I learned this from three great Talmidei Chachamim, that you can rely on all of them as if they're a pasuk in the Torah. Meaning, literally means mitlasa krei, literally means from three pesukim. I heard this, but he didn't hear it from pesukim, he heard it from great Chachamim, Merav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, from Rav, from Shmuel, and from Rabbi Yochanan. So it would be the main point over here, that typically you need to check the simanim on each and every cut of fish within a barrel, unless they fit perfectly together. Okay, next says Gemara. Amar Bronam Rav, Kirvei Dagim V'Ubran. Eini Kachin Elamin Amumcha. If you're buying fish intestines or fish eggs, you can only buy it from someone who's an expert and knows which ones come from kosher fish and which ones do not. Ramile Ula the Rabbi Dustai Demin Biri. So Ula asked the Stira to Rabbi Dustai Demin Biri. Miduka Amar Rav Kirvei Dagim V'Ubran. From the fact that Rav says Kirvei Dagim v'ubran, meaning that the eggs of the fish, any kachan elamin amumcha, mechal de dag tame isle ubar. That makes it sound like non kosher fish do have eggs. Otherwise, it doesn't take much expertise to identify the eggs of kosher fish. So, Raminhi, but I'll ask you, Stira, the Brisa tells us, dag tame mashritz dag tahar, matil beitzim. That a dug tame doesn't have eggs, it's just a molded dug, smaller fish, whereas a dug tahar actually lays eggs. So it says, Sami Mekan Ubran, you're right. There's no need to identify which fish eggs come from a kosher fish, because if there are fish eggs, they must come from a kosher fish. Amle Rebzera Lotus Mi, Tarvayu Matile Beitzim Ninhu, Ela Shazem Ashrasmi, Bechaz Zerim Ashrasmi. He says, no, even non kosher fish have eggs. But they just reproduce more similar to human beings, that instead of laying the egg and having the egg hatch and grow outside of the body, it grows inside of the body and is fertilized inside of the body. Why do I need an expert to be able to tell the difference between the eggs of a kosher and non-kosher fish? To check the simanim, the simanim of a kosher fish are the same as the simanim of kosher fish eggs. Says Gemara, what? You mean to tell me that the same way you tell if a fish is kosher, you tell if fish eggs are kosher? You know how you tell if fish is kosher? It's got fins and scales. What, you're going to look for fins and scales on fish eggs? You're not going to find any. So what does that mean? Ela kesimani beitzim kach simani ubrei dagim ve'iluhein simani beitzim kol shekoderes va'agolgeles rosha echad kad v'rosha echad chad tahora. So what it really meant to say is not the same simanim as checking for fish is kosher, but the same simanim that you would check for a bird egg to see if the egg is kosher, you would check for a fish egg as well. So the simani beitzim are anything that is elongated and it is roundish, and one end is wider and the other end is narrower, is tahar. But shnei rosha echadin or shnei rosha kadin, if both ends of it are narrow or both ends of it are wide, tamea, then it's a non kosher egg. Chelmon, the yellow of the egg, mibachu chutz v'chelbon mibifnim, and the white, if the yellow is on the outside and the white is on the inside, tameya, then it's a non-kosher fish, a non-kosher egg rather, chelbon mibachutz v'chelmon mibifnim. But if it's the other way around, then tahar, then it's a kosher egg, chelbon v'chelmon raven zebeze zui beitzas hasheretz. And if they're totally mixed in with each other, the white and the yellow, that's a beitzas hasheretz. But what you see from there is that there are very clear simani kashrus for beitzim. So why do you need a mumcha in order to examine it? Meaning, yes, we've shown that there is such a thing as eggs of non-kosher fish, but why would you need a mumcha to examine it if the simani kashrus are exactly the same as the simani kashrus of birds? So amrava kisheni mochu, that we're talking about beitzei dagim that are disintegrated, and you don't have the possibility of being bodek the simanim. So says Gemara, Rabbi Dustaidim and Biri, Damar Samei Mikan Ubran. According to Rabbi Dustaidim and Biri, who says that we should take Ubran out of the brisa because a dog tame doesn't have any eggs. Then how do we make any sense of the brisa that tells us that the way to tell whether fish eggs are kosher is the same way as the way you would tell whether bird eggs are kosher, if there's no such thing as a non-kosher fish egg? So lav truth in mitzrasla kach simane kir vedagim. No, there's a way to be metarit to say that it didn't mean to say kisimane dagim, that that's the way you tell whether fish eggs are kosher, but that's the way you tell whether fish intestines are kosher. It's not talking about fish eggs. Ve'echim ishkachas, and where do you find b'simane kir ve'dagim, that these simanim she'kad v'chad in the intestines of fish, that there's narrow and wide edge, mishkachas b'shilpucha, you find it in the shilpucha, the airspace of the inside of the fish, that if it's a kosher fish, the hollow space is shaped, I guess, like an egg-like shape. So main shamum chamai. So what do you do? How are you matir buying kirbe dagim and beitzei dagim that are totally disintegrated if there's no expert to check it out? If the seller tells you, I'm the one that salted it and I saw that these were kosher fish and I got these intestines and these eggs from these kosher fish, you're allowed to eat it. From Nachman Amar, ad sheyomar elu dagim ve'elu kirvein. Not good enough for him to just say, I saw that they were kosher fish. He's got to point to kosher fish and say, see these kosher fish? These are the intestines of these fish. So that if he's that specific, then you can rely on it. Early Rav Yehuda la Ada Daila, Kevin da Amar Ani Malachtim Mutarim. The Rav Yehuda Paskin to someone named Ada Daila that it's good enough if he just says Ani Malachtim. He doesn't have to actually point to the fish that he was Maleach. So I guess main point over here, the last main point we will have for today is that even though to check the kashra status of fish eggs is fairly simple because it's the same as regular eggs, we sometimes need a mumcha if it's been disintegrated, if somehow it's been beaten, it's been deformed. And then maybe just to add, and some hold that there's no such thing as non-kosher fish eggs. Okay, we will stop there, and then Be'ez Hashem will pick up at the two dots next time.